with a show of hands, how many of you all plan to vote in the February Democratic primary?
These young African Americans intend to vote next year, but for now, there's not a lot of excitement.
I feel as though each candidate is just trying to beat the current president. They're not really trying to push off or present anything that's really attention getting.
I would have to say that I'm not as enthused as I was about the previous election where, I would say the previous two elections where Obama was actually in the running for a presidential candidate.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has around 35% support among South Carolina Democrats, a 20-point advantage over his closest competitor, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Analysts say Biden's connection to Barack Obama, America's first black president, is an asset in a state with a large African-American community. But these South Carolina State University students say they have not yet picked a favorite in the Democratic field.
I really haven't been, like, wowed by any candidates. Like, it's a few that I like or they have, like, some good points, but it's not like, oh, my gosh, I need them right now. So I want to make the best decision.
President Donald Trump is also making a push for the support of African Americans. At a recent White House gathering, young conservatives of color said Trump deserves credit for record low black unemployment and providing more funding for black colleges and universities.
We need to make sure we fight for this man, the one man who is standing up for black America. We are going to fight for, guys. We have to keep it going.
In the Democratic field, African American candidates have struggled. California Senator Kamala Harris dropped out of the race, while New Jersey Senator Cory Booker languishes low in the polls. Political science professor Willie Black says black Democrats have one overriding goal.
African-American voters, in total, their overwhelming issue that they all cling to is to find someone that could beat Donald Trump.
But that may not be enough to inspire younger voters, who Black says the candidates have yet to engage.
They're not putting forth plans that really grab the voters' attention and make a large segment of them, the voters, the African-American electorate, to want to come to them.
While change is a universal demand among Democratic voters, young people tend to be drawn to the candidates with the boldest ideas on health care and economic opportunity.
Health care is, of course, a big must-have in my book, as well as student loan forgiveness, because I do want to go to medical school as well.
Biden views South Carolina as a firewall should he falter in Iowa and New Hampshire, states with small black populations. Many young African Americans may be undecided now, but know their votes could be pivotal in the upcoming primary election. For Chris Simpkins in Orangeburg, South Carolina, Amy Katz, VOA News.